The interpretation of dreams requires distinguishing between the manifest content of the dream, which we remember in the morning, and the latent content, which resides in the unconscious. In other words, the manifest content is how you might describe the dream to a friend, and the latent content is what the dream is really about. Freud used the term dream work to explain why the manifest content and the latent content are not the same thing. The ego employs dream work to disguise the latent content of the dream, or, back to our original analogy, to represent it in a form that is not too threatening to the king. The king may be asleep, but the guards never give up their watchful eye. So dream work refers to the work done by the ego to conceal the latent content, and dream analysis refers to the work that can be done by an individual to discover this hidden meaning. Freud recommended using free association as the technique to aid in this analysis. Some of the features of the concealing processes are as follows. Condensation or compression. The manifest content can be recounted in a few words. For example, I had a dream that I was arguing with my husband about money. But the latent content takes many words. It's not so simple as that. Like the overdetermination of symptoms, several unconscious ideas contribute to the choice of one manifest element. The ego also uses displacement, replacing a latent element in a dream with a more remote idea, or by shifting the emphasis away from an important idea to an unimportant one. So my dream may not really be about my husband, but perhaps about my father. And it might not be a fight about money, but about my independence. And dreams use symbolism. Abstract thoughts are converted into visual images. And the symbol choice, not surprisingly, is also meant to conceal meaning. So perhaps in my dream, I threw my wallet at my husband. Well, the wallet may symbolize something else. More about that in a second. There's another aspect of the dream work to consider. When the individual wakes up, they start constructing a coherent whole out of the scattered dream elements, and this introduces further distortion in a matter that is not likely random, but also serves the goal of disguise and repression. Freud called this secondary revision.